The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
1946, The Mistranslation That Shifted a Culture. That is the title of a documentary about the Revised Standard Version and its translation of some Greek words into the English word homosexual. How does culture impact the way people see things? We're going to talk about that today on this episode of Grace in Focus. Thank you for joining us. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about us and our magazine, Grace in Focus, by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
We have a question from SH, and she asks about a movie that
Bob... It's actually a documentary.
Oh, it's a documentary. Okay. Bob was explaining to me. I understand the issues, but I had never seen this documentary, and it's called 1946, and it's dealing with the translations of the New Testament.
Well, I believe the subtitle is A Mistranslation That Changed Society. And there, yeah, to give you a little background, I watched the trailer for it and read some articles online about it. And 1946 was the year that the Revised Standard Version New Testament came out. The Old Testament didn't come out for a few more years. And in 1946, they were translating 1 Corinthians 6:9. It has two words, malakoi and arsenikoitas. And those two words, they translated together as homosexuals.
In 1946.
Yeah. And it was talking about those who will not inherit the kingdom. This is a notorious problem passage, which we would argue that refers to those who will not inherit the kingdom, meaning rule with Christ.
Rule in it, right.
It's not talking about who's going to get into the kingdom.
Right.
So it's not excluding homosexuals.
Because there's a lot of sins in that list.
Right. If you look at the other vice lists in Galatians 5 and Ephesians 5, they include things like envy and jealousy and outbursts of anger and strife. So there's lots of things. And they're talking about a person whose life is in the far country, so they're not walking in the light of God's word. And as a result, those people, if they remain that way, they're not going to rule with Christ in the life to come. But regardless, the homosexual community was very upset by the fact that the Revised Standard Version translated in 1946 those words as homosexuals.
So they took two words and they took it as...
Two words combined with
right.
And they said the best way to render this is homosexuals. Well, this documentary points out before 1946, no English translation translated as homosexuals. And this documentary makes the point that they mistranslated it and they corrected themselves in 1971, supposedly corrected. You know what they translated in 1971?
Well, you told
me. The RSV.
Yeah, perverts, right?
Sexual perverts.
Perverts.
Well, the Greek doesn't mean sexual perverts. That's a mistranslation. The documentary should say 1971, a mistranslation that changed society. Because the issue is not that the people were sexual perverts. Actually, these two words refer... The first word is malakoi or malakos, has the idea of soft, and it has to do with a same-sex male-to-male relationship, and this is the passive male.
Right.
And the other word, arsenikoites, refers to the male that's the more aggressive male.
Dominant.
In the part, dominant.
Dominant one.
But both refer to male-to-male sexual relationships. BDAG says that the first word refers to soft or effeminate.
And that's what I remember from years ago, that
yeah.
word being effeminate.
Well, so, that's what the King James translates.
Right, the King James, and that's
but,
what...
But they don't mean by effeminate some kind of swishy male.
Right.
They mean by effeminate the male that's in a sexual relationship with another male, but he's the softer one.
The passive one,
the
right.
The passive one.
Right.
And the other word is used, BDAG says it refers to the one who has a dominant role in a same-sex relationship. Not talking about lesbians.
Right.
This verse is specifically talking about male-to-male same-sex relationships.
And the New King James Version, it's interesting, it translates these words homosexuals and sodomites.
Right.
And so,
but it probably would be more accurate to say something like effeminate and dominant sexual male sex to sex partner. I don't know. It's hard because you don't want to put it. So, I mean, you don't want to have a long, complicated translation. If you said something like the receiving male in a same-sex relationship and the dominant male in the same-sex relationship.
That's a long translation.
That's an awful long, cumbersome.
For two words.
So you can see why calling it homosexuals or gay men or something like that would be more accurate. But what the homosexual community and what this documentary wants is to say, no, no, the Bible is not does not forbid homosexuality.
And
what the Bible forbids is sexual perversion.
Right. And so their point is that before 1946, the translations didn't say homosexuals.
And I looked online. The same is true in German. I think it was not until 1983 that the German translations translated these words as homosexuals. And so these people go out of their way to say, see, this is just some kind of man-made problem that the RSV later corrected.
And well, I also have heard this, I don't know if they talk about it in the documentary, but I've also heard that the word homosexual, the ones who will complain about this, don't even occur in the Bible.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
I've heard it said that the New Testament does not speak out against homosexuality.
Oh, right.
Right, that's the point.
Well, let me give a few verses. In the Old Testament, Leviticus 18:22, a male shall not lie with a male as with a woman. Also, Leviticus 20:13, both are crystal clear that a man having sexual relations with a man is out of bounds. It's contrary to God's will. I've just finished my commentary on Leviticus for our Grace Old Testament commentary, and I discuss this here. Also, Jude 1:7 forbids homosexuality, and also Romans 1:26-28, which is interesting because it brings in woman to woman and man to man.
Yeah, there they do talk about lesbianism.
Right.
Paul does.
Right.
Right.
So there's no question to anyone who's an open that wants to look at the scriptures that the scriptures forbid homosexuality, male to male, female to female. It's forbidden. In fact, the scriptures forbid any sex outside of marriage, right?
Right, and marriage wasn't allowed between same-sex people.
Right, it's only one man, one woman. Well, hypothetically, in the Old Testament, sometimes it was one man, multiple women, right?
Right.
Polygamy did occur in the Old Testament, and we're not told that it was specifically forbidden. For example, Jacob, Israel, had two wives and two concubines.
And David.
David had a lot of wives.
Right.
And now, you could argue that both of them were displeasing God by what they did, but it's not actually called sin in the Old Testament.
But it was still a man and a woman.
Right.
Yeah, the ones having the sexual
It was never a same sex.
And so the argument here is from the homosexual community that this 1946 translation was done that way because of the culture's aversion to homosexuality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in other words, we were perverting the scriptures.
Right. We were changing what the words were. They weren't translated homosexual before.
So I think it's important to recognize 1971, when the Revised Standard Version changed homosexuals to sexual perverts, that was just 2 years before the American Medical Association, in December of 1973, changed the designation of homosexuality from a mental illness to normal, healthy behavior.
Right.
And so the opposite of what this documentary is arguing is true. As the culture changed, the RSV decided to cave and come up with a translation that has nothing to do with the words Malakoi and Arsenikoikes.
So they were getting heat from the culture, and so they...
Right.
They said, well, we'll change the word.
Okay, let's talk about some of these. In the case of Sodom and Gomorrah, there's several ways that that's explained away. Some people say the problem was they were homosexuals who were promiscuous.
Yes.
Homosexuality wasn't bad, but they were sleeping around with lots of different men, and that was the problem.
Yeah, I've also heard that it was, I've heard it said that the perversion there is if I'm attracted to men, but because of culture pressure, I deny who I am and I sleep with women.
So that would be a sexual perversion.
That's what the homosexual.
Or you even mentioned hospitality.
Hospitality. That's a very common.
Hospitality.
Very common, right? That the problem at Sodom and Gomorrah was that the people were not hospitable. They did not treat the guests the way they should have been treated. That was their sin.
And I can't remember how they handle Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 20. I think part of the way they handle it is simply say this was an ignorant time or something. Or maybe they say, well, that too was dealing with promiscuous homosexuality,
sure,
or something.
Or if there's somebody who's experimenting. I'm a heterosexual, but I lay with a man.
Oh, because it's wrong for a heterosexual to have sex with a man.
Right.
Or a woman,
right,
a heterosexual, because that's not the way they're made.
Yeah, through the years, those are the things that I've heard, that the way they translate these
verses.
And
I can't remember how they handle Romans 1, 26 to 28. Do you remember how that's explained?
No.
I think probably they go back to the promiscuous idea,
sure,
again. But the problem is, if you're at all open to the scriptures, you can see that the scriptures forbid homosexuality.
Right, it's a sin.
It's a sin.
Sure.
And I want to end with this, Ken. I've written before and I've said before, homosexuals can be born again just as they are.
Absolutely.
They don't have to stop being gay or lesbian. They simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're born again once and for all, right?
Same with a heterosexual couple that's sleeping together without marriage.
Same thing,
exactly,
with anybody, with any sin.
But what we see here is we see how our culture, it impacts the way people see things.
Right, and SH's concern, by the way, is that this leads people then to think, okay, homosexuality is fine. And you even have churches that,
exactly,
get to the point.
And you see that.
Well,
yeah.
Andy Stanley's been getting a lot of criticism for some of his statements about homosexuality, and he had two practicing homosexuals speak at a conference he had on,
sure,
LGBTQ issues. And even though I understand he said that marriage is between one man and one woman the following Sunday,
you got
still
a mixed
some
message.
Of the damage was done.
You got,
yeah,
a mixed message. We need to be aware of how our culture influences what we believe.
Right.
And that's the lesson here. Well, thank you, SH, for this question. Until next time,
keep grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. On the next episode, have you heard of the Morrow controversy? What is the relation between repentance and eternal salvation? Please join us. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.